Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and we'll pray and release our faith. I believe we'll begin a new series this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
If not, you don't have long to get ready, because it's here. And I'm excited about it. I'm confident there are answers here about some very prominent issues in our generation right now and in the church right now. So believe with me. Let's join in faith right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree together as touching this, asking you for utterance, asking you for the anointing, asking you for the anointing and unction of the Holy Spirit who teaches us.
Thank you, Lord.
Asking you for an opening of eyes and ears and heart and mind that we might see and hear and discern, understand, grasp what you want to say to us right now. Help us to enlarge on the inside and be able to lay hold of more of you. And help us that our capacity be increased to understand and receive from you. And we say, Lord, your will be done. And we purpose not to treat it slightly nor lightly, but to esteem what you give us greatly, and not to forget it, but remember it and do it. And we know when we do, miracles will happen, great things will happen, because you are faithful, ever faithful, to watch over your word and perform it in the lives of those who do it. So be it. Be it unto us according to your word, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 We in faith?
Yes.
We in gear?
Yes.
Well, let's let out the clutch and get her going then. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8 is such a rich, rich chapter. Whew. If you hadn't read it much, read it again, because there's more there than you saw the first or second or 20th time. In Romans 8 and 28, a very familiar verse of Scripture to many church-going people, but I think a much misquoted, misapplied verse also. He said, and we know. This is positive, not we think, we're wondering about. We know that all things work together for good. Now, a lot of people stop their quote right there, don't they? Well, we know everything's working out for the best. We know that the man upstairs has got a plan and everything is working out for the best. And the vast majority of Christians would say, amen. That's right. But that's not right. He is speaking to a very specific group of people. He's not talking about everybody. And the truth is, all things are not working out for the best for everybody.
Amen.
Not even close.
Amen.
How many of you got to watch about stopping halfway through a scripture?
Amen.
What does it say? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Amen.
Does everybody love God?
No,
they don't. So this verse does not apply to people who don't love God.
That's right.
This does not apply to everybody on the planet.
Amen.
Everybody alive. We're off to a start here, aren't we?
Come on.
There needs to be clarification. We live in a society and in a time where in the church, people are so cautious not to offend someone that they don't tell the truth. And among many, there is the impression left that everybody is going to be okay and everything is going to be okay and God loves everybody and everybody loves Him. And basically the impression is left that everybody is saved and going to be saved, and that's just not true.
Amen. That's right.
That's not what this Word of God says. You'll hear people, when anybody dies, they'll say, well, you know, they're in a better place. Are they? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? See, people act like everybody that dies is going to heaven to be with the Lord. They want to leave that impression. Well, the Bible didn't say that everybody that dies goes to be with the Lord. Does it?
No.
And it doesn't say that everything is working out for the best of everybody on the planet.
Right.
That's just not true. But for a select group,
yep.
For a certain group.
That's right. Come on.
Come on, you ought to get excited about that. You ought to know what group I'm talking about.
Yes.
For a certain group. There are forces at work that can take even what the devil meant for evil and turn it on its head. Come on, are you listening? And cause that it all works out, turns out for your good.
Yes,
hallelujah. What group is that? Come on, help me out. What group is that? Huh? Somebody said us. Only if you love God. Someone said, well, everybody loves God. No, they don't. Not even close. In fact, we're going to see this as we go through the scriptures. There's a whole lot of people on this planet that hate God. Far from loving Him, they hate Him. This is the truth. This is reality. A lot of Christians live in a bubble. They want to believe things that paint a rosy picture of the world. And they really live in a disconnected fashion. We need to open our eyes and look around at how things really are. A lot of it's not pretty. A lot of it is not rosy, but it's real. It's the truth. It's how it is. And it's how it's going to be. Everything is not going great for everybody. Everything is not going to turn out wonderful for everyone. It's not. But that doesn't mean it's God's will, nor His plan, nor that it has to be that way. It is not His will that any, did you hear that word?
Yes.
Any should perish. I know a number of years ago, I happened to see some folks debating on some kind of a interview, internationally known interview show. And there was some preachers that were there, and they were really giving them the what for. If God is really a God of love, how can a loving God send people to a burning place of like hell? And you could tell they didn't believe any of it. They're just trying to mock them. And I watched as the individuals endeavored to answer, and I felt inadequate myself to try to answer. I said, well, Lord, how do you answer that? What's the right thing to say? How do you answer that correctly? And I mean just as clearly, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, just as distinct. He said, Keith, it's not my choice. Now, is that true or not?
Amen.
People say, well, God's sending people to hell. He said, Keith, it's not my choice.
Right.
Now, a lot of folks don't like that.
Yep.
They say, God's controlling everything. Well, no, He's not. Not true either.
Amen.
We really do have a free will.
Right.
We can choose to obey Him or disobey Him. We can choose to believe in Him or not even believe in His existence. We can choose to love Him or hate Him.
Amen.
Now, whichever one you choose is going to set you down a path.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
With results and consequences. And if you choose the wrong thing, you're going to wind up at the wrong place. But that's not God's choice. That's your choice. How many know we need to grow up and take responsibility for our own choices? And when people try to make everything God's fault, we need to do the same thing and remind them, hey, it's your choice. It's people's choice. He's not making your choices for you. And one of the greatest choices a human being could ever make is the choice to love Him. Have you made that choice? Say.
Yes.
I'm confident I'm looking at a lot of people who have made that choice.
Yep.
But I also know we have not arrived.
Amen.
At loving Him.
That's right.
Can our love increase?
Yes.
And abound?
Yes.
Yet more and more?
Yes.
Can it?
Yes.
Do you have a desire?
Yes.
To grow in your love for Him?
Yes.
I know in the church world, there are masses of people who pull on God, beg God, demand of God. There are many people that go to church or used to go to church mad at God, blame God, right? There are blasphemers, like we said, of God, but not nearly as many that really, truly love Him.
Amen.
That love Him. And that reveals a real Christian.
Come on.
A real child of God. Not just somebody with a head full of stuff. Somebody with some love in their heart for Him.
Amen. Come on. Yeah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.